This is Anne-Marie Panarincan, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Talking about Anne-Marie Panarincan, we are picking up our every other month conversation with Anne-Marie Panarincan, who is the voice of OCs, Culture OCs. Got to get used to that. Food writer. It's top of the mind. Anne-Marie, again, sitting across the console from me, welcome back. Anne-Marie, you're actually the one, and you may not realize this, but you brought Water Table at the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach to my attention many years ago, because you've done a couple pieces about them, and also the executive chef of the hotel who creates the menu for Water Table, Chef Manford. And it's been on my list for years, but logistics can be a little bit of a problem. And, truth be known, I don't live in Orange County. I'm here a couple times a week. But getting down to Orange County from L.A. for dinner on a weeknight, unless you have other business in the early afternoon, you're talking about an hour and a half to 2 hours in rush hour traffic. So the 10th anniversary of Water Table at the Hyatt Regency was Thursday, and fortunately, both Anne-Marie and myself were invited to attend. The reception was, I must say, mainly for regulars at Water Table, and they have dozens and dozens of regulars. This is a very popular restaurant with the locals, which is unusual for a hotel like a Hyatt Regency. And they were very clever. When they opened 10 years ago, they evened it. You can access the restaurant through the hotel, but on the outside, where you valet park, they also have their own outside restaurant. So with that as background, Chef Manford opened the restaurant 10 years ago, still there. In chatting with him, we found out he has actually been with Hyatt Hotels for 40 years, which is really unbelievable. And the new general manager of the hotel, John Benson, is not so new. And why do I say that? 10 years ago when the hotel opened, he opened the hotel as the food and beverage director. And working in concert with Manford, they created this blueprint for Water Table, which has survived and prospered for 10 years. And oh, by the way, GM John has just come back from the Hyatt in Hana. He is now the general manager of the property, a food and beverage director that did well. So, Anne-Marie, fill us in a little bit on Water Table, because it's quite a big operation. There are a lot of moving parts to this. There are a lot of different spaces to the restaurant. There are a lot of food items that are available. And as I say, this is a restaurant you followed for quite a while.
That's right, Andy. He's referring to is, well, what I first think of, in addition to the food, which I'll talk about in just a minute, happens to be how the space itself is, it's gigantic in my eyes. I mean, because they know how to designate certain areas. They have what they call like the family kitchen, where they do demos and small group things. The actual seating dining area extends very far into the back of the restaurant. The patio is huge, and the menu seems to change depending on the season. Chef Manfred's really good about curating a seasonal menu. But for the 10-year anniversary, which I can't believe it's been 10 years. I remember when it first opened, and I thought it was just this fabulous place. For a while, I think you wouldn't always think about a great restaurant inside of a hotel. But a place like Water Table really raises the bar for people, for discerning tastes. And I know that when Andy and I sat down to have dinner the other night at Water Table, we covered quite a bit of the menu. For myself, we asked our server for advice. So I definitely got the sea bass. I normally would get either red meat or the salmon. The sea bass was excellent. I had, in addition to that, their house wedge, which was a little different from what I'm used to because it included, it was a green goddess. There was blue cheese. There were components, you know, how there's a riff of a cocktail for named after me. Here, I ate something that was a little bit of a riff, more, you know, curated version of a wedge salad. And I liked the textures, the flavors, how farm to table a lot of the dishes were.
In terms of just jumping in here, Anne-Marie, one thing they do that's quite interesting on their entrees, and I don't order steak very often these days, so when I do, I want something that's really special. I had the prime petite filet. Now, normally that comes with chive mashed potatoes, asparagus, toasted hazelnut gremolata, and crispy prosciutto that's on top of that. But what's really fun is for any entree, if you don't want the vegetable accompaniment that comes with that dish, they have six add-ons that any of those veggies you can get instead. So, in other words, if I didn't want the mashed potatoes, I could have had the baby squash or the grilled asparagus or the spring beans or the charred broccolini. So that's a really nice touch. And just to add on what you were saying, the servers are very knowledgeable about their menu items, and they can give you good advice in terms of if you're looking for recommendations. And understand, these are honest recommendations. Mm-hmm. These are not things that they're pushing because, you know, maybe they have an oversupply, let's say, of the Chilean sea bass, which I doubt they would do because that's a pretty precious commodity to begin with. But, you know, you kind of get the idea. So, and then before we move on, you like you have some intrigued by their bar menu. They have a separate bar menu. It's not the same items that are on the restaurant menu, and you can mix and match if you want. Tell us about those almonds, Anne-Marie, because I know you particularly like those.
What Andy's referring to is they have a separate bar menu, and one, I remember Chef Manfred talking about it. I had stayed there on a media trip a number of years ago, and I'd written him up separately for what was the media outlet. I believe it was Kudos Newport Beach because it was one of the beach cities adjacent. And the bar menu has something Chef Manfred liked to call bar jars. So like small glass jars, mason jars essentially, but very small ones that they can quickly prepare and send out that you can sit down and snack on while you're waiting on your next course or your entree. And the almonds, I can't explain how good the almonds were. I really wanted to steal like many jars of almonds the last time I was there.
It's their version of Marcona almonds, but they're not Marcona almonds. Yeah. They have a different seasoning on them. But if you love Marcona almonds, these are equally as addictive. Now, Anne-Marie, as we're getting a little pressed for time, mm-hmm. Actually, the executive chef for Angel Stadium is coming in a little later in the show. You're going to mention a couple items that you really enjoyed here. But in the remaining moments, please give us a couple suggestions for your current column in cultureoc.org is on dining in the area around Angel Stadium, excuse me, and Honda Center, and that's where we are. So kind of give us two of your highlights from that article, and then we'll direct people to cultureoc.org to read the whole thing.
Sure. So my current column talks about places to eat at that aren't necessarily walkable from the venues, from a Knott's Berry Farm or Angel Stadium, Honda Center, which are close to each other in Anaheim. One of the places, actually what I didn't get to write, but I just escaped my mind completely, but one of the places I wanted to include was Lola's, which is Filipino, modern Filipino cuisine. And I I think it's great. It's just down the street. Most of the places are down
the
street.
That actually is walkable, but go ahead.
Is it really? It didn't even click. I think just because of all the traffic and all the stuffy parking lots. Another place I did recommend, the Packing District. I think, you know, you have so many options. And I think depending on how large or how picky people are, that you want as many options as possible so people don't feel pigeonholed and forced to eat the same thing.
Hey, and Aja is coming up on their 10th anniversary. So, you know, that's pretty amazing too. Chef Shotzi. You know, we enjoy Indian street food presented the way that she did it. Now, you also give a couple recommendations in Old Town Orange. Just one quick recommendation from Old Town Orange, because again, that's right nearby here. And, you know, there is parking.
One quick recommendation would be Boss Cat Kitchen and Libations. Super busy, you know, a lot of foot traffic is where the bulk of how they get very, very crowded. It's not necessarily reservations, but just because Old Town is so walkable, I think they have great menus, including a great brunch.
Anne Marie, as we need to say goodbye and look forward to having you back in a couple months, again, one more time, where do they find your work on Culture OC?
Sure. If you're on the Culture OC website, if you click on the food and drinks tab, it will take you to all of the columns that are associated with that label, and it's chronological. So mine is mixed in with a couple other colleagues, and there might be a few more people joining the team soon.
Anne Marie, always enjoy your insights. And again, for our listeners, the current column is Dining Near Angel Stadium and Honda Center. A lot of good ideas there. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. When we come back, celebrity chef Amar Santana. Don't go anywhere.